are still four bodies in the water in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They did find two of the construction workers killed when a cargo ship hit the bridge they were on, taking it down with them. They were found in a submerged truck. Here's Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
This work will take time, but we're going to make sure that we are going to leave no one behind.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni reports.
Resolve Marine, that is a salvage firm that helped contain the Deepwater Horizon oil spill and helped safely demolish part of the Tappan Zee Bridge here in New York, is heading to Baltimore as the long road to recovery begins. The plan, refloat and remove the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, killing six. The immediate concern, hazardous materials.
56 of the containers still on the deck of the ship full of hazardous cargo. Some has been breached, a sheen on the river's surface scene. Four people are dead in Rockford, Illinois, where a man went on a stabbing spree.
Like most Rockfordians, just totally shaken by this act of violence.
Mayor Tony McNamara, several others were wounded. They have a 22-year-old suspect in custody. Former President Trump plans today to attend the wake of a murdered New York City police officer. Jonathan Dilder was shot at a Queens traffic stop Monday. The accused gunman was hit and wounded and returned fire. President Biden will also be in New York.
Joining forces with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton at a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. If you want a photo with the three men, it will cost you $100,000. Tickets to the event range from $225 to a cool $500,000.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. A new Fox News poll shows a 5-point Trump lead over President Biden. A Democrat who was almost vice president has died. Former Senator Joe Lieberman was Al Gore's running mate in 2000, then ran for president in 2004.
I will work my heart out to make sure that our values, democratic values, are restored to our government again. That will be my singular purpose.
Well, a few years later, Lieberman left the Democratic Party, was an independent in the Senate. He was 82 and died of complications from a fall. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Trump's attempt to get his Georgia criminal case dismissed today comes the day after an attempt to get President Biden's son Hunter's tax evasion criminal case thrown out.
A U.S. district judge in L.A. skeptical of the defense's 8 motions to dismiss the 9-count indictment of tax-related charges against Hunter Biden, including claims an agreement that was part of initial plea talks was still in effect and should protect the president's son from charges, and alleging the indictment was a selective and vindictive prosecution. The judge, who stated there didn't seem to be any evidence to support this, says he plans to rule on the motion by April 17th. Special Counsel David Weiss, who is in court, has accused Hunter Biden of failing to pay taxes on millions of dollars. Biden, who is not in court, has pleaded not guilty. The next pretrial hearing is set for May 29th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street this morning, we're seeing stock futures down, but not by much after yesterday's big gains that lifted the S&P 500 to a record high. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot last night, so it grows to $935 million. This is the day baseball fans wait for all winter.
While the season officially began for two teams last week when the Los Angeles Dodgers and San Diego Padres split 2 games in South Korea, today marks Major League Baseball's full-scale opening day. Coming off their first World Series title last year, the Texas Rangers open their season at home this evening against the Chicago Cubs. In Cincinnati, it's the annual Fenley Market opening day parade to precede a game between the Reds and Washington Nationals. In Baltimore, the Orioles open up against the Angels. Tuesday night, the Orioles canceled an open practice and fan rally following the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, just over 10 miles from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Jared Max, Fox News.
In basketball, the NCAA college tournament resumes tonight. While in the NBA, Houston beat Oklahoma City, the Rockets' 10th straight win in a push to make the playoffs. The New York Knicks handed Toronto a 12th straight loss. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.